The other day, while listening to one of my favourite podcasts by an author called Nick Williams, he posed a question, which was, what has inspired you in the last 2 weeks? And the question struck me. I was totally unprepared for the fact that for the first time in many a while, I was consciously aware that not much at all had inspired me of late. Hard to admit, but there it was. It's been an incredibly stressful year in lots of ways. I started my architecture study and then stopped that and really felt like I had nothing really exciting and new and creative to look forward to. And so having posed that question and needing to find an answer to it, I thought, wow, how can I get my inspiration back? And open-ended questions like this are a great way to tap into the universal power of intuition. Having asked that question, I then reached for a book that was sitting nearby, turned randomly to a page, and opened to this following quote: "We are all here together, but each of us has to inspire ourselves. We can't wait for someone else to do it." And that really struck me, and I thought that's so true. Often you feel like nothing inspires you, but ultimately you've got to go out there. Inspiration finds us working. It's one of my favourite quotes by an artist. And when I read on to the rest of the chapter, reawakened a whole kind of simmering inspiration, which was to start my own publishing company. And the story is in a book called Living Out Loud by Kay Douglas, in which women share their inspirational journeys. And this particular person, Jill Mitchell, started her own publishing company, and she had a long desire to write and illustrate children's books that were colourful and exciting, and that's exactly what she did. Certainly wasn't easy. She had a natural gift, but she'd never used it, and opportunity struck actually after she said she slid down the wall of teaching. She collapsed a couple of times and landed up in hospital and was warned that she's on the edge of a stroke or a heart attack, and the doctor said to her, do something about it or you may not get another chance. And terrified, she actually began the whole process of reinventing her life. So she certainly wasn't easy. She had lots of struggles to get through, including a lack of money, no financial support, the end of a marriage, 3 children, etc., etc. But she said she wanted to publish a book. She needed a huge amount of money, no background in art or printing or marketing. And someone pointed her in the right direction, and also encouraged her actually to go on the dole for a while, which she wasn't happy to do initially, but then she found out that she could access all sorts of assistance, and having been a taxpayer for most of her life, that's exactly what she went off and did. And she upskilled, she took herself off to Frankfurt, secured a big publishing deal, and before she knew it, she had lots of books out there in the marketplace. And anyway, long story short, after having read that and being inspired by the fact that, it wasn't easy and she had a lot of obstacles to face, but she made her dream happen, I followed up on something I'd been procrastinating about, headed off to NatCol, enrolled in a course, and I'm going to start studying to do some graphic design, which will incorporate really nicely into my coaching and my writing. So there you go. Question to you: what in the last 2 weeks has inspired you, and how could you inspire yourself? Live life out loud today.